How to Steal a Dog, Chapter 5. I watched Luann and Liza Thomas walk into the bus after school, their matching blonde ponytails swinging from side to side. They carried their ballet slippers in their Darby Dance School tote bags. Instead of getting on the bus and taking my usual seat beside Luann, I had to wait for Toby so we could go to the laundromat. I watched everybody get on the bus in their perfect clothes so they could go home to their perfect bedrooms. They'd put their school clothes away in real drawers, not trash bags. Then they'd go to soccer practice or ballet class, not to the laundromat like me. I blinked hard and stared down at my feet just in case I looked as miserable as I felt. The toe of my sneaker was wearing out, and I could see my blue socks starting to show through. When I heard someone running, I looked up to see Toby racing toward me, his hair flopping down in his eyes. "Hurry up," I snapped. "I've been waiting for like an hour." I got on the bus, but then I remembered I wasn't supposed to, he said. "Oh, great," I thought. I bet Luann and Liza had themselves a good laugh about that. I bet Liza said, "How come Georgina and Toby aren't riding the bus?" And then what would Luann say? "Please, please, Luann." I closed my eyes and tried to send my thoughts across the parking lot and into the school bus window where Luann sat. "Please don't tell Liza we live in a car." Then I hurried up the sidewalk toward town. Toby trotted along beside me, whining for me to slow down, but I didn't. We headed on over to Montgomery Street where Mom had parked the car near the laundromat. I unlocked the trunk and tossed my backpack inside. Then I stood on the bumper of the car so I could reach way in the back of the trunk. I pulled a corner of the carpet away and took out an envelope Mom had kept hidden there. I thumbed through the money stuffed inside. It sure looked like a lot of money to me, but I guess it wasn't enough to give us a place to live. I took out $5 and jammed the envelope back under the carpet. Then I gathered up the dirty laundry and locked the car. "Let's go, Toby." I stuffed all the clothes into one washing machine. "If we don't use two machines," I said to Toby, "we'll have enough money to buy a snack." On the way out, we checked all the coin return slots for money and found 2 quarters. Then we went on over to the grocery store and bought some saltine crackers and sliced cheese. We went around back to the alley and sat on the warm asphalt to eat. "Listen, Toby," I said while I peeled the plastic off my cheese, "we need to find some kind of rope or something to tie that dog's collar." Toby nodded as he squished a piece of cheese into a little ball and popped it into his mouth. "Where can we find rope?" I said. He shrugged. "Darn it, Toby," I said. "If you want to help me, you've got to come up with ideas too, you know. I can't think of everything." "Okay," he said. "Why don't we buy some rope?" I rolled my eyes. "We're trying to save our money, Toby, not spend it. We need to find some rope for free." Toby looked around him at the piles of cardboard boxes inside the dumpster. "Maybe there's rope back here somewhere." I got up and peered into the dumpster. Just more cardboard boxes. "Nah," I said. "I think we're going to have to wait till trash pickup day. Then we can look through the stuff that people leave by the road, okay?" "Okay." Toby squished another piece of cheese and then smashed it between 2 crackers. "Let's go put the clothes in the dryer, then check out that dog again." When we got to Whitmore Road, I motioned for Toby to be quiet. "We don't want anybody to notice us," I whispered. We made our way up the road toward the big brick house. When we got to the corner of the yard, I could hear someone up front. I tried to see through the hedge, but it was too thick. I squatted down beside the fence to listen. "Get the ball, Willie," someone said. I was pretty sure it was the same woman we had seen there the other day. I could hear Willie making happy little yip noises. Then the woman would laugh and say stuff to him. After a while, I heard the wooden front steps creak and the screen door slam. I looked at Toby. "I think she went inside," I whispered. "Let's go see." We tiptoed to the gate and I peered into the yard. The woman was gone, but Willie was sitting on the front porch. When he saw me, he came bounding down the steps and over to the gate. "Hey there, Willie," I whispered. He pushed his nose through the gate and licked my hand. "Isn't he cute?" I said to Toby. "Yeah," Toby put his hand out and Willie licked him too. "When are we gonna steal him?" "Shh," I smacked Toby's knee. "Hush up, you idiot." I looked around us. The street was quiet and empty. I could hear a radio somewhere in the distance, but I didn't see anyone. "We have to wait till everything's just right," I said. "That lady has to be gone." I nodded toward the house. "And we need some rope, remember?" "And after we get the rope and steal him, where are we gonna hide him?" Toby said. "Dang, I hadn't even thought of that. I could hardly believe how stupid I'd been. I'd made all those plans and hadn't even thought about where we were gonna hide that dog." I looked at Willie and then back at Toby. "I haven't figured that part out yet," I said, pretending like it was no big deal. "You got any ideas?" Toby shook his head. I frowned. "Then we'll have to think of something." That night, I propped the flashlight up on the seat next to me and I tried to do my math homework. Toby's snores drifted through the beach towel wall between us. I used to be good at math, but it seemed like now I wasn't. I gave up and took out my purple notebook. I opened to How to Steal a Dog by Georgina Hayes. I wrote April 7th. Then after step two, I wrote Step 3, Get Ready to Steal the Dog. 1. Keep watching the dog to make sure he's the right one to steal. 2. If you need a leash, find some rope or something. 3. Figure out where you're going to hide the dog. I chewed on the eraser of my pencil and stared out the window and into the darkness. Number 3 was a big problem. I wished I could ask Luann to help me. She always had good ideas about stuff. I looked down at my notebook again. I guess I was going to have to figure this one out by myself, unless by some miracle, Toby got an idea. I closed the notebook and watched the moths fluttering around the streetlight outside the window. Maybe stealing a dog wasn't such a good idea after all. I propped my feet up on the seat in front of me and frowned at my bare toes. My party girl pink nail polish was wearing off, and I didn't have any more. I guess it got tossed out with all my other stuff. We can't take everything, Georgina, Mama had hollered at me when Mr. Dieter kicked us out. One bag, she'd said in a mean voice. That's it. Just when I was starting to feel a good cry coming on, I heard Mama hurrying toward the car. I sat up and rolled down the window. Georgina, she whispered real excited, like, guess what? What? I found us a place. Really? I felt my heavy heart start to lift. Mama put both hands against the car door and grinned down at me. Her hair was damp and frizzy from working in her second job in the steamy back room of the Regal Dry Cleaners. She took her shoes off and climbed into the front seat. Yep, we're moving into a house. We had only ever lived in apartments before, never in a house. I could already see my bedroom, white furniture with gold on the edges like Luann's, maybe even a pink carpet. When? I said. Friday. Mama examined herself in the rearview mirror. I look as beat as I feel, don't I? She said. You look all right, I said, but I was lying. She did look beat. Dark circles under her eyes, her skin all creased and greasy looking. I lay back against the seat and felt about 100 pounds lighter than I had just minutes before. I'd known in my heart that stealing a dog was a bad thing to do, and now I didn't have to. I couldn't believe everything had turned out so good.